Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we enter the fourth Sunday of Advent, the final stretch in our spiritual preparation for Christmas. In today's Gospel, we are introduced to two central figures of the Holy Family, Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary. The relationship between them is anything but simple. Though they were betrothed, Mary and Joseph had not yet come to live together when Mary was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. Understandably, Joseph was confused and troubled. Being a righteous man, he decided to quietly distance himself from Mary, not wanting to expose her to shame. But before Joseph could act on his decision, God intervened. The Lord sent his angel to Joseph in a dream to reveal the truth, that the child conceived in Mary was through the Holy Spirit. In obedience to and trust in this divine message, Joseph welcomed Mary as his wife, accepting the child as his own. Joseph said yes to God like Mary. Joseph gave his fiat, a yes spoken in trust to mystery beyond his understanding. The child in Mary's womb conceived by the Holy Spirit was a mystery. Even Joseph's own life became a mystery, now intertwined with the unfolding of God's plan. Yet Joseph embraced this mystery without hesitation. His whole life became a silent, humble contemplation of God's presence and action in his life. Joseph's yes was a surrender to God's will, even when it meant letting go of his own dream. He had hoped to be Mary's husband in a conventional and ordinary sense, but God asked him to be by her side in faithfulness and chastity. He has likely imagined raising many children, but instead he became the foster father of only one, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Still, Joseph gave his yes with simplicity and sincerity, and it changed salvation history. So what does Saint Joseph's story show us today? God may not speak to us through dream as he did for Saint Joseph, but God still speaks often in quiet, personal way that only our heart can truly perceive. If we remain attentive and open, and if we have courage to say yes as Joseph did, then we too can take part in God's saving work in the world. To bring about the incarnation, the Son of God become man, God needed Mary's yes. But he also needed the quiet, humble yes of Joseph. By taking Mary into his home and naming the child Jesus, Joseph was given a unique and irreplaceable role in the history of salvation. Because of Joseph's obedience, Jesus became a true son of David, fulfilling the promises God made long ago. So today, with Joseph, let us proclaim the holy name of the Son of God, Jesus. And with the whole universe, let us calling him Emmanuel, meaning God with us now and until the ends of time. Amen.